Well, your grandmother apparently defended Amongert quite a bit. As a bit of background, she was not his wife. She was his mistress. They lived together in that villa at the concentration camp in Poland. And she became pregnant with your mother, so Monika never knew her father.
My mother was born in 1945, and Amongert was hanged in 1946. So there was an overlap of time, but they never got to know each other. But he knew, and that's important about her existence.
When your mother would approach her grandmother and say, "Tell me a little bit about my father," she would be very deflective about those questions. What kind of answers would she give Monika?
Well, it was something that was very specific at that time. People would not talk about the Holocaust. In Germany, we say there was a wall of silence. So she would ask, but she wouldn't get answers, neither from her own mother nor from society. It was just a taboo. No one talked about it. That changed over the years. Today, Holocaust education is mandatory in Germany in the school educational system, and I think that's very important.